Good morning, friends and neighbors. It is an absolutely beautiful day out here in my part of the Booniverse. It's 20 degrees Celsius and the humidity has broken, thank God. Although apparently the humid weather is going to return on Friday with a vengeance. But for today, the high is only supposed to be 22, so that'll be lovely. It's such a nice morning that I thought I would go for another walk down the country road, and I decided to take you with me again. And this time you're in stereo. Imagine that. Now, I realize this little Olympus DM20 records at a horribly low bitrate, and I'm sorry about that. Also, the wind is uber strong today. So what I've done is I've created a makeshift wind sock by placing my Olympus's case over the little T-shaped stereo microphone that I have for it. Now, whether the quality of the recording will suffer as a result is anyone's guess, so I shall have to determine that afterward. But I think it should work. I always carry this little DM20 in my purse. It's come in very handy, I must say. A friend of mine gave it to me back when I didn't even have an iPhone, and it's certainly seen its fair share of use, that's for sure. Alas, my nice Olympus LS14, for which I paid a lot of money, is no longer functioning as it should, and it's entirely my own fault. I'm not happy with myself. I dropped the thing down a flight of stairs. I'm surprised it still works as well as it does, but unfortunately the left-hand microphone cuts out when there's a lot of loud interference, like wind, or church organ music, which means I can no longer use that wonderful recorder to record at church. Sorry, I stopped because there was an interesting bird right above my head, but I think I've scared it away. Oh, there he is. I thought it might have been a white-throated sparrow, but I don't think so anymore. Might be a chickadee, actually. Hello, there he is. I don't want to scare you. He's in the tree over to my right. Anyway, continuing on. I don't know what that bird is. White-throated sparrows are rather rare around here, so that's why I was really interested. But no, I don't think that's... Their call is very similar to that, but it's longer. So I don't think that's what it was. Ah, yes, so anyway, I did not see any point in bringing my big LS14 with me. I'm surprised it works as well as it does still, actually. Anyhow, folks, I have had such a nice time here. To be honest, I don't really want to go home, but I think it might be easier for my dad to take me back today. I'm recording this on Wednesday, June 14th. I'm not sure when I'll post it. I might actually save it for another audio mo. Ooh. Lots of lovely birds around here. So yes, hot and humid weather notwithstanding, it's been a really nice visit. Last night, my dad and I went out for ice cream to this place called Twisted Treats. And actually, the establishment used to be an old-fashioned caboose once upon a time. So that was fun. He had an ice cream cone, and I had a milkshake, a real milkshake. Not the chemically altered crap you get at McDonald's these days. Or Rotten Ronald's, as a friend of mine used to call it. Another former acquaintance of mine had a far less civilized name for that place. That eatery, so I won't burden you with it today. Don't want to make your ears bleed. But yes, I had a lovely vanilla milkshake, and my dad had something called a Twister, which I think had M&M and Butterfinger and goodness knows what else in it. It gave him an ice cream headache though, poor guy. I felt sorry for him, and he's got a really sore shoulder to boot, so here he thought he'd go for a nice treat, and that turned out to be a bit of a pain too. Oh well. We still got to sit outside, and hopefully he enjoyed himself to some extent. Anyhow, folks, I'm going to check for post, and then after that, I'm going to curtail this walk because I'm actually rather warm at the moment. So I think we'll go in the house and get a drink of water. I don't think there's any post yet. I haven't heard the postal van come down the road yet. But one never knows. I might have missed it. So I'll check anyway. And the answer is no, we have no post. I didn't think so. So yes. Woo! It is warm. At least for me it is now after having gone for a bit of a walk. So yes, I think I'll curtail this now and speak to you all later.